scrolling through the newsfeed on Facebook, posting selfies on Instagram, and following the latest on Twitter. Here are your trending topics, brought to you by Honor Credit Union. Come be part of it.
So we saw this a couple days ago, but this is some sad news.
Oh.
Toys R Us is no more.
Guess who's not sad about that?
You?
Me.
Why?
Because Toys R Us was like torture. There was a million toys and your kids want all of them.
Yeah, that's true.
And there's like a bazillion aisles. It was really overwhelming. And last time I was in there, the aisle that had all the like appliances and stuff, like brooms and, you know, mini toasters, was still bright pink. As if to say, this is only for girls. So, yeah, I have an opinion about Toys R Us.
So I'm
not
sure,
a fan.
So I'm guessing you're not going to be at the candlelight vigil when when they close it?
Nope. No,
well,
I won't.
They filed for bankruptcy. Looks like they're all done. They're going to be closing a bunch of their stores. And
I got to say, though, like, you know, with Amazon and stuff, I think stores like that are that big and that specialty. Like,
right.
It's hard to pull enough people in.
Well, I would assume that they're going to probably go digital and just do everything online. They may still, Toys R Us may still exist, but just not in a brick and mortar.
Yeah,
thing.
It would make more sense for them to not even have their own inventory, just to be like a drop ship situation.
There you go.
Look at us solving the world.
I don't know.
Well,
world's changing.
Is it closed yet? Like, is it too late for you to do a shopping spree?
Oh, no, you can still go. If you got gift cards and things like that, you can still go.
So I want you to go and pretend like you were in one of those shows from the 80s where you get, like, a shopping cart and 5 minutes to fill it.
Yes.
And then run up and down the aisles of Toys R Us.
Okay.
I mean, then you would just leave the cart and walk away because you're not going to buy all the toys. No.
I mean, I could.
But you
could.
Yeah, you could. All right.
We haven't planned this out yet, but I like your ideas.
Yes. So this is some news that's a little late for me, but Apple's developing a crumb-resistant keyboard.
Eating a donut just a minute ago, so this is a great idea.
They've been filing patents and developing this keyboard. The idea is to have a membrane inside the keyboard that releases air with each keystroke, blasting crumbs away as the user types. Couldn't they just seal it?
That's what I was thinking. like your laptop has
like a
little dust.
It has
cover
to
thing.
Because if I didn't have this, there would be so many crumbs under the keys that I wouldn't even be able to press them anymore. It'd be like crunch. Does that ever happen to you when you press your key and it goes crunch, crunch,
oh,
crunch?
Oh yeah. I flipped over keyboards before and just like disgusting stuff.
Cool idea, but I think they might be overthinking it just a bit.
Well, that is like Apple's mission statement.
Yeah,
overthink everything.